Hello and welcome, Podcast University listeners, to the podcast for Permit Tech Nation, where we permit where you build. Our organization's focus is promoting, teaching, networking in the permit tech profession across the country. With me on today is Ms.
Carl Maxino.
Is Ms. Reagan Trapp, permit technician and building inspector, plans examiner for Ashland, Oregon. How are you doing, Reagan?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. This is my friend, someone I can friend as we've met through Permit Tech Nation. So let's start off our interview with Ms. Reagan. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Reagan Trapp, and I have been married to Mr. Jacob Trapp for 25 years this year. We were married in 99. I have two cats, Pumpkin and Cougar, and I've got two sons, JJ, who is 23, and he is working towards becoming an elementary ed teacher. And then my youngest, Mason, is on the cusp of 18 years old, and he will be a senior in high school next year. So he is on the bowling team, and he's on the golf team. So he keeps us very busy. We follow him around the state of Oregon a lot for all of his tournaments. Yes. So I'm looking forward to relaxing maybe after next year, maybe after senior year. So.
Regan, tell me a little bit about how did you become a permit tech and how long have you been a permit tech?
Sure. So becoming a permit tech was kind of by chance. I worked before City of Ashland. I worked in for City of Medford Parks and Recreation. I worked part-time and I really needed a full-time job. So it just kind of fell in my lap. My twin sister works for City of Ashland. She works in the Parks and Recreation Department. So she actually called me and was like, hey, you know, she goes, you don't have to have any experience for this job. You just have to be good with people. She goes, you should apply. So it just kind of fell in my lap. I beat out, like, I think there was 65 applicants, on the list. I beat out 65 people. So, so I got the job and I've been here for, this is my 10th year.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Like being a permit tech?
I love being a permit tech. I'm actually a people person. So it's just, I like, you know, helping people at the counter and, you know, even, you know, as much as contractors are kind of a pain in the butt sometimes, I really do like helping them get to the end result, get their permit and educating people on why a permit's required. So, yeah.
That is great. So now, does a permit tech, so you said you came in with no experience. Mm-hmm. So what did you have to do in order to be a permit tech? But not only just be a permit tech, but be a good permit tech.
Yeah.
Did you join organizations? What did you do?
Well, I started small. So I just, you know, the first couple of years, I mean, really, I looked at my job as just a job. And then, you know, things started clicking in my head, you know, this job, I mean, you have to learn all facets of it. And it has to make sense, had to make sense to me before I could move to the next level. And the next level was, you know, starting to go to trainings more. My jurisdiction paid for a couple of the fall conferences for OPTA. And I think it was my second one when Serena and I met, I think Serena Locke, the OPTA president and PTN president, we met at a permit tech training class for to do the test, to do the permit tech test. And so she reached out during the fall conference and she was great. She, you know, we all know her. She just loves to network. She loves talking to people. And so she's like, hey, we need more people on the board. You want to join? So I kind of got, you know, roped into it at first, but really, like, these Aww. Ladies are my family. Like, they're amazing. So so that's kind of how I started, you know, getting more involved in the permit tech stuff. So yeah.
A permit tech?
I'm sorry, what?
A certified permit tech?
I was certified in 2020. So yes, I, so we took the class and then I think, was it 2019? I was on the board. I started on the Opta board in 2019. I took my test in 2020 and then it just kind of bloomed and blossomed from there as far as getting more certifications. So,
so tell our listeners, what does that look like? More certifications?
I'm a certified, plants examiner and structural mechanical inspector for the state of Oregon. So I took the classes, and it was a long, like 8 to 10 months of online classes. And I did it during work. I was fortunate enough to have my jurisdiction pay for it and support me during this time. So I could do it during work hours. I could go in and do my online classes during work time. It was a lot. I had to study, you know, after hours. In the evenings and such, you know, during non-work time. But let me tell you, I learned so much about even just the simple fact of taking in plans as a permit tech and what to look for. So, yeah, so I learned a ton. I might not be doing plans examining right now. I'm still more of on the permit tech side because it's definitely needed here in this jurisdiction. But yes, I do. I know a ton more than I did when I started. So
this one is, you're bringing up something that's very interesting to me. So is this something that's offered through like the Oregon Building Officials Association, or is this like a course that's offered through like the community colleges? You keep talking about, you took a course and it was a long,
sure.
But who offered this course and, you know, what made you get into that course?
Yeah, so I credit Stephen Modiaco, my building official, for getting me into the course. The State of Oregon Building Codes Division offers the online classes. I do know that Chemeketa Community College is going to be offering they offer the building inspector program, but they are also going to be offering some permit tech classes as well here coming up. I think it's later this year or even next year. So I can get out more information about that when I know, but yes. So, so yes. So State of Oregon Building Codes Division is where I took my classes.
Okay. Very interesting. So, I guess my next question is very obvious. How did you get in touch with Permit Tech Nation?
Well, you know, my good friend, Serena Locke, with an Opta membership, you get, a free membership to Permit Tech Nation. So once I signed up with Opta, I started getting notifications for PTN and Serena started talking to me about, Permit Tech Nation. And that's kind of how I got involved.
And Ray Regan was last year's recipient of being a board shadow for Permit Tech Nation. Tell me a little bit about how that came about and what was that experience like for you?
Sure. So in my jurisdiction, we don't have money to do trainings, to take trips for trainings and such. So we just don't have a budget for it. So so I applied for the Permit Tech Nation scholarship. I can't remember what the questions were on the application, but I filled out the application, kind of told them a little bit about myself and why I wanted to go, and I got it. So it was really cool to be a part of the Permit Tech Nation. I just feel like they're a family, and I felt included when I got there. They kind of showed me like how the expo would work and such. It was crazy. Like the expo, working at the expo is nuts. There's just, you're always getting talked to. It's easy to, I'm always like the type of person that I feel it's really hard for me as a person to network with people. And you're like forced, You're forced to talk to people and to just like rip off the bandaid. And so in that aspect, it's good for me. So they put you, you know, front and center at the Permit Tech Nation meeting, at the expo. They put you front and center at the meeting for the Permit Tech Nation meeting at ICC. Sorry.
So we're talking about at the ICC conference, PTN always have board meeting.
Yes.
It's on the agendas for, you know, and they put it on the agenda so that mm-hmm. permits the country can come and see what Permit Tech Nation is about and our members. So Regan, again, was the board shadow. And so, again, she had to speak to everyone about what it's like to be a Permit Tech and what's it like to be a member of Permit Tech Nation and coming to the conference. And, you know, like you said, networking, meeting new people. Mm-hmm. You are friends, but you live in Oregon and I live in Virginia. But we talk. Seems like we talk all the time, or we know what was going on in each other's lives, and that happened because we networked at a conference. I can't remember which conference it was, Regan. Was it Vegas?
It was Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah. So we were at the IA conference in Pittsburgh for the Day of Service that PTN and Wicked always supports and does the day before the conference. So me and Regan had to work together, and being the people person she is and the people person that I am, guess what? We clashed, and here we are years later, still friends, talking, and now you're being interviewed for the PTN podcast. I'm so excited. My next question, Regan, is what do people misunderstand about the Permit Tech profession?
I think people think that you're just going to be doing one thing, and it's just a myriad of things. Like in my jurisdiction, I take in building plans, but I also take in planning applications. So it's not a one set of rules for each jurisdiction. It's going to be something different everywhere you go. And you always got to be on. You always got to be on. Ready for anything.
Different day to day, it is different.
Uh-huh. Yep.
What do you think the future of permit techs are in our industry?
I'm sorry, repeat that again, Christina.
Do you think the future of permit techs are in our industry?
I think it's good. I think that building inspectors and plans examiners are going to be few and far between in the future. And I think that permit techs will be a growing industry just because in a lot of jurisdictions, you don't have to have the experience. You can start where I started as a permit tech. So anybody can do it. As long as you like people, as long as you put yourself out there, anybody can do it. It's just the building inspectors, plans examiners it's going to be harder to get them. So
what's it like to be a member of OPTA, which is the Oregon Permit Tech Association, and what's it like to be the vice president for OPTA?
I love OPTA. Like I said, they're my family. I love talking to people about becoming a permit tech. I love actually just assisting Serena Locke. She's amazing, and it's gonna be big shoes to fill when it's my turn to be president. But anything I can do to help the Oregon Permit Technician Association, I do, and I'm just proud to be a member. So proud to help. So, and I love traveling. I do. I really love traveling with those ladies. And it just opens up. Being on a board opens up so many more opportunities for anybody. So I would recommend anybody applying for a board position that wants to put themselves out there. So
thank you, my friend. If someone wanted to get in contact with you, how do they go about doing that?
So you can email me. My email address is Regan, Regan. .trapp at ashlandoregon.gov, or you can email, if you're interested in Oregon Permit Tech Association, you can email us at info@oregonpermittech Reganhoops.com, I think. Oh, the light's off.
That's okay. I'll make sure I put the information here. Have any questions? If anyone has any questions, and again, you can always contact Regan through Permit Tech Nation. Our website is www.permittechnation.org, and you can look and find chapters, and the OPTA link is in our chapter section. Thank you, Regan, for a great interview, my friend. I appreciate you so much.
I know you've been trying to get me here for a long time.
Give me so much wealth of information for our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you.